Hello, dear student. Good day to you. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. And today we start again another chapter number 5, Tourism Demand and How to Motivate Buyer. So that's the chapter number 5. So we begin learning on chapter 5. Learning objectives of this unit is to understand the buyer motivations that influences the tourism demand. How does a buyer get into need or motivational moves that make him or her to go for a tourism or travel? We will also know about various buyers' behavior or attitudes that affect the demand for tourism services. Further, we will understand of tourist life cycle and needed intervention. So with this topic of this chapter number 5, we move ahead and start learning. Enjoy learning along with me. Pay attention to what we speak and what we share with you. So with the changing time, now today people travel for different reasons, or the traveling today is characterized by a wide range of motivation. Everybody has a different motivation, different reason, and with that in mindset, we go ahead, and with that travel motivation, the actual travel takes place. These motivation includes business, holiday, religion, culture, visiting friends and relatives, which is called in technical term as VFR, and education and health. So these are few motivational reasons that put someone into travel mood, traveling. Once again, I count business, which is part of MICE travel, incentive travel, holiday, leisure at your own ease, getting out of your stress, moving out of your comfort zone. Holiday, religion, people travel for religious purposes, rituals, performance of ritual, visiting holy sites, attending various religious festivals, get together, all that is part of a motivation. Culture, to see different culture, exchange culture, understand other culture. Visiting friends and relatives, VFR. We have a lot of friends, say people travel to UAE. So they have friends and relatives. Could be your own children, could be your sister, could be brother or any such thing. And obviously, education and health, which also is one of the motivational reasons for traveling. People traveling for health requirement, medical checkup, like traveling for cancer treatment to US, or surgeries which are not performed in our country with so much of attention, so they travel abroad, or education, getting admission and fellowships in international universities, or even for that matter, specialized courses that are linked with education. Let's take again a look of it. Travel motivation, professional or business, holiday, vacation, religion, culture, personal reason, education, physical and psychological reason, social and interpersonal, and of course for health and medical. So health could be for your fitness, for your medical fitness, getting some massage, some water treatment, salt water treatment, different type of mud therapy, water therapy. All these are part of health, fitness, and medical, of course, relates to anything from taking a treatment for certain diseases or surgeries which are performed internationally much better. That's the motivation element of international travel. So when we talk about business or professional travel to distinct places for work-related matters, for example, airline crew go on flights practically on daily basis for their work. Maintenance, some sort of maintenance for their work-related learning. Personal, anything that has with regard to your personal travel. And truck drivers also travel, you know. In Europe, for example, a bus operator, a truck operator, and the container operator, the long highway journey from one country to another country, Australia to New Zealand. The huge Australia is so big that the truck drivers, those container drivers, have to go from East Coast to West Coast, and that's a long travel. Attending conferences, meetings, exhibitions, this is known in the travel industry as MICE travel. Meeting incentive, conference, exhibition, and event. For that also travel happens. Further attending training, workshop, and short-term courses. Training, for example, any foreign plant has been brought into it, some new product has been launched, and for that, say, for example, the maintenance of aircraft in the hangars. So if it's Airbus, they would go for training to Airbus industry in France. And if it relates to Boeing, then they would go to US for learning all that. That's part of training and workshop where various heads sit together, interact, and learn. Likewise, it could be a short-term course also. People, students going to Switzerland, France, to learn about culinary activities, hotel management. Those are all short-term, 2 months, 3 months, 5 month courses. So these are various professional, profession-related, business-related travel moments. We shift to another topic on holiday and vacation. We are very much familiar with this type of travel motivation. In course of time, like for example, the era that we have gone through, COVID, there were a lot of revolved tourism because we were stuck at home. We were not allowed to move out of home. And then when things open up, the holiday or vacation was on top of everybody's list that I should go out of my comfort zone and travel for vacation or holiday. Like visiting tourist places, when you go on holiday or on your vacation, also there is a new term which is being used in travel and tourism industry called staycation. Now that is you go on a holiday, but within your surrounding, which means you don't travel to long distances. Say for example, somebody is taking 3-4 days holiday from the daily or day-to-day work, but instead of traveling somewhere, they would be staying within Mumbai and explore the city of Mumbai by visiting various attractions, museums, tourist places. So that's a staycation, which means you haven't gone out of your stay area. And people take up this type of tours, excuse me. Traveling to favorite places for relaxation and have some change from routine life and also the reduced stress. These are one of the reasons why many people take leisure holiday. As I said in one of the lectures that they say, if you don't take a break, you will break. So that's why reducing your stress. Urban people living in Mumbai or like cities which are big metros, they go to nearby hill station, nearby destination for just simply 1 or 2 or 3 days, 2 nights, 2 days, 2 nights, 3 days, to just get out of their routine life. And that is also sort of a holiday for them because many nowadays can't afford long holidays because of their work schedule, because of the pressure on them. So they are just given a 1 or 2 or 3 day holiday. So this was a travel motivation. religion, very simple to understand. India is cradle for various religion, different type of religion. So a Buddhist group, someone practicing Buddha religion would be going to Buddh Gaya, even from India, or like an international travel happening from Sri Lanka, Thailand, Cambodia, to name few countries, Japan, where tourists come in for religious purposes. And I gave example of various religious group traveling to different destination, Sikh going to Amritsar, or we paying our respect to those temples as a religious tourism to go for those places, like Christians go to Jerusalem or Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus Christ. Muslim travel to Mecca and Medina for performing Hajj and Umrah. So these are all part of religious tourism. Visiting places for meditation, for meditation and study purposes. There are a lot of people who go around, say, to Haridwar, Rishikesh for meditation. As we know, yoga capital is Uttarakhand. People go down to Uttarakhand for learning yoga and go into meditation. Another travel motivation to put people and think of traveling is culture, personal education. So people travel to go down to one other different culture, say people going to Peru in South America, where they have a different ethnic group. People go to Cambodia or Vietnam or Thailand to see the culture of people wearing long neck belt on their neck. And that's a tribe. People go down within India to see many tribes spread around in our country, be it is Chhattisgarh or a Bihar or Nagaland, different type of ethnic groups live. People go and see them. That is for personal reason and understanding culture. Participation in festival related to music, film, theater, etc. There's an exchange of student group to go down to learn different culture in different countries. That happens on embassy or consulate level, where a group of students are sent on behalf of one country and they go to another country to understand their culture. Education, of course, we know quite a few number of students who can afford, look for foreign learning, go to universities around Canada, US, France, Germany, where they can go. A lot of medical students were traveling to undivided USSR, and now they are going to some of those CIS countries. Like they go to Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan for medical studies, doing their MBBS as an education, taking 5 years, 4 years, whatever number of course that they have to go. So that is again a travel motivation. Psychological, physical as a travel motivation. How do we count on that? Enjoying calmness, relaxation, natural beauty of the place. So that's to get a peace of mind, to get out of your stressful life. Peace, looking for calmness. I know quite good number of tourists who are solo traveler. They may not be doing anything for 3 to 4 days. They would just go with their book and sit on the beach, enjoying the waves breaking. They tan themselves if they love to be in the sun, or just get out of their stressful life. Many of them switch off their internet. They don't watch television. They just enjoy calmness. So that's the physical and psychological reason, relaxing. Like one we saw in meditation, which has a linkage to religion. But in relaxation, different type of activities are taken. Some people would take a book and sit on a swimming pool, just reading the book and doing nothing. So that is psychological and aware, benefit of learning the natural beauty. We have got hundreds of such places from touristic belt where there is nature exhibiting beautiful locations to you, where people go and enjoy the natural beauty. Because it comes as a blessing to us. Taking part or participation in outdoor sports or related activities such as sailing, skiing, trekking, skydiving, parachuting, and safari, etc. So these are psychological elements of travel motivation, where you go for sports, where different type of sport, parasailing, bungee jumping, to mention some of them, skiing, trekking. Trekking also involves a lot of activities, and it's for many people, it's their hobby. Because you skydiving, just jumping from a skydiving through sky glider, or even jumping out of aircraft with a parachute, parachute sailing, and safaris. Safaris refer to going down into wildlife area. Could be a desert safari as well. We do have in Rajasthan this type of trip where people go to enjoy safari in that. All these we are counting on travel motivation. And of course, social and interpersonal, this is referring to visiting friends and relatives and enjoying. We, as an Indian, we live in a social culture setup. We have commitment with our family. We love our family and friend. So people travel to where they live or they visit you. A huge number of families now holding Canadian passport belonging to Punjab. And they come and stay because they come and meet their grandfather, could be their uncles, aunts, and all of them because of meeting, visiting friends and relatives. People go down to Dubai. People from Tamil Nadu go down to Singapore and Malaysia, where they look for the family tree and the connectivity. So that is part of visiting friends and relatives. Not necessarily relatives, you could visit your friend, and that motivates you. You have a friend somewhere in Russia. You haven't met him or her for long, or you haven't seen him or her. So you would travel all the way. That would bring motivation into you. Another one is traveling for social purposes, for various family functions, with the people working, grandson, son, uncle, aunt of a big family. They want to celebrate 75th birthday of grandpa, and all are busy. So where they would meet, they will agree, okay, let's celebrate and join together in one particular family function, possibly within the country or maybe outside country. And that big celebration of grandpa and grandma celebrating their golden wedding ceremony, they would meet them. Some of them pick up unique ideas, like they all meet on a cruise ship. Some go to an island, and where they meet, the entire family meet and celebrate for that family function. There are quite a few properties internationally where the family and friend travel to those destinations to celebrate some function. I'll give a very quick example. Nita Ambani, when she was 50 years, she invited celebrities and huge number of political figures, business contacts for her 50th birthday to be celebrated in Jaipur. Chartered aircraft were flown out of Mumbai to go down to Udaipur and enjoy that. And it is called, possibly it's not Udaipur, but maybe Jaipur, but definitely in Rajasthan. That was a family function that motivated people. Then we looked about health and medical. I've mentioned this, health is not necessarily medical. Somebody going for health does not mean he or she is sick. Because you may go to spa for different type of therapies. You know, for example, you are going down to Kerala for a Telam massage, or you are going down to some part in Germany, Austria, where you can get a mud therapy or salt water therapy, different type of therapies which are linked to health. And medical refers to medical treatment. I can give example like Manisha Koirala, Rishi Kapoor going for their cancer treatment all the way to United States of America for medical treatment. And they go there, treat themselves, come back and live a healthy life. We have a lot of such examples from film industry as well as the normal human being who can afford to pay for those type of health treatment out of India. We look at now what are buyers, who are buyers and their attitudes. We've fairly good understood what attitude means. So within Maslow's hierarchy, following are the primary motivational level. And this has been defined by by Maslow. Excuse me. And Maslow defines the settler, the sustenance driven, those who are driven by the sustenance. Then the prospector, who is outer directed, and the last, the pioneer, which means inner directed. Out of your inner feeling, you get to travel, and that's an attitude. Outer directed, some outer element motivates you, brings in an attitude into you, and you travel. So these are the references of attitude of buyer. So we are looking at sustained driven once again, understand what are the needs. They are core psychological needs. What is that? I need to be away from the crowded streets. I want to be away from my day-to-day routine work. I want absolute psychological need to be separated from the big crowd and go on a holiday. That's a sustenance driven, and we are counting on the needs. We also take these type of traveler are careful about their safety and security. Anything which is not giving them guarantee of safety and security in the destination that they are traveling, they would possibly not think of traveling to those destination. And of course, people love to go for belongings, what I own, this is my belonging, and that's how, that is the need of sustenance driven travelers. The other one, identification. How do you identify sustenance driven traveler? Rule, propriety, safety. They are not looking much into adventure because they don't want to, they may try, but they are concerned more about their safety. They may not love to do a bungee jumping. They may not love to do riding on a giant wheel. Or they are not taking into much creative work, and they always look for safety in visible success. I would be able to do it. So these are identification of sustenance driven. They care for rules and regulation. We take on the characteristic of sustenance-driven characteristic. The characteristic of such sustenance-driven tourists is they are family and home. And caring for them tend to be at the center. That is the main focus of, and the main characteristic of them. They tend to be at the center. Like for those living alone, friend takes the place of the family. So there are a lot of people around who don't have family. So who they depend on? Their friends. Because some would be leading a simple, alone life, and they look for friend. That's why you keep hearing that the best person to you, especially the lonely person, they find help, understanding from a friend. So for them, they are looking as a family with the friend. Then tradition and family structure are important. For these are the characteristic, tradition and family structure. They love to be with the family. They go with the family. We, and along with us, especially Indian and Chinese, are famous for all these type of travel. Especially Chinese, when the Chinese New Year come in Jan or Feb, they travel with the grandfather, the son, daughter-in-law, and grandchildren. All of them, they go together on a holiday. That's their characteristic of sustenance-driven. Likewise, prefer things to be normal. They are not, as I mentioned earlier, they are not adventure. They go into normal things, which are normal for them, which they don't think there is much element of non-safety component into it. And of course, they are comfortable with regular and routine situation. They are happy to be ready in a hotel lobby to take a city tour, get up, get ready by 9 o'clock, be in the lobby, go with a conducted tour, which is a routine and a regular. They won't be much adventurous if they are told, get up at 4 o'clock, get ready by 4:30, come into the lobby, and we would go 200 kilometers driving to have the glimpse of sun rising, reflecting on the mountain, or say Mount Everest. And that's a sin to be observed and noticed and enjoyed. Possibly they would say no to this because they generally accept regular and routine situation. So then you are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and we are into our chapter 5. Again, counting on more characteristic, security conscious. Always. They are always conscious of security. They will not go to places like some of the journalists go down to war-torn zones, disturbed area. These type of tourists will never pick up. They study very well with ability. The society, as is, they are not happy if they keep hearing of mugging, snatching. All these elements are disturbing for them. They will avoid the destination. And then security conscious, wary of crime, violence, and the terrorism. Yes, any type of crime, scams, which happen in many cities, chain snatchers, bag snatchers, somebody coming and putting up a scam. They even don't like prank, which generally friends and family members do for their related person. They even don't appreciate prank. They are purely concerned with security. I am safe. Supportive of tough punishment for criminals. They would always appreciate, and they would say, yes, somebody has done crime, scammer, to be punished. Somebody snatched their bag, should be punished. Even otherwise, even they are not part of any crime directly, it didn't happen to them, but they would see that the criminal are given tough punishment. Wary of change, especially for its own sake. They are wary for change. And obviously concerned about what the future holds. They are very much conscious about all these components. These are the characteristics of a sustenance-driven traveler. Thank you very much for listening to me. Have a great day.